This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hey guys, thank you so much for joining me on my podcast. Welcome to Brooke's Babbles, the podcast where business, life, faith, and fun collide. Whether you're a woman balancing ambition, faith, and family, or someone who stumbled here by accident in search of some love, light, and perhaps some laughter, you're in the right place. Well, welcome everyone. I'm so happy that you're here, and I'm so happy to be here as well. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Brooke, and I just kind of want to walk you guys through like what Brooke's Babbles is, who I am, why I'm here, and just kind of my background and what I hope that everybody gets from this. So let's get into it. So like I said, my name is Brooke, and I was named with a babbling brook in mind. Like a babbling little calm stream, river. And the babbling piece stuck to me, I guess. My grandma told me that I should be a newscaster because I talk and talk without taking a breath. So I figured why not give my babbling an outlet that hopefully spreads some sparks of joy, love, light, and laughter in human connection through storytelling. I've done some contemplation about how so much of us and our interactions as humans, it all comes back to storytelling. Like, I ask my friend, how was your day? There's a story there. Well, my coworker did this and I got coffee, or, you know, even if it's the simplest things, it all comes down to storytelling. And that's really what connects us as humans. And that's really our life story. It's full of our experiences and our interactions and our connections. So, I just really hope to spread some joy, and I think that in our era, people feel kind of lonely, especially I'm 26 years old, and I think that a lot of people, especially my age, feel kind of lonely because a lot of them maybe work from home still, or if they're, and not that you have to be in your 20s to be a parent, obviously, but parents, becoming a parent can also feel kind of isolating at times, and I don't mean that in a bad way about kids at all. I just mean it in the sense of it's a different season of life, and maybe not everybody in your life is on the same in the same season of life as you, and so that's kind of part of life. And so I just hope to bring some sense of connectivity, and what you all as listeners can expect is just some real talk. And I am a business owner. I'm a new entrepreneur, so I will, I plan to share some business tips, some marketing, consulting kind of stuff, possibly geared towards balancing a career and a business with motherhood. I have an almost 4-year-old son. He's going to be 4 next week, and it's so bittersweet. So I will be sharing some real talk about that, and also just some random ramblings and stories. People always tell me that I have some weird stories, or I don't know, just kind of random things that happened to me. And so I just felt like that was something that I wanted to bring here as well as part of my storytelling. So thank you all so much for being here. And I think the key takeaway from this, the spark, that's what I will be calling them, the spark to take away from this, that I hope it, I hope what this sparks in your heart is just some fun and some human connectivity and some gratitude. I'm very grateful to be here. And
make sure to subscribe
for more sparks to light up your life, and stay tuned for more.